More Christians are at risk in the face of civil war in Iraq. A believer's life hangs in the balance in Belarus. And a team brings teaching, training, and joy to India. There's a part for you to play in each story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the United States spent over a decade in Iraq to prevent civil war, the country could be on the brink of it. Sunni-Shia battles and now al-Qaeda attacks on two Iraqi prisons, which freed 500 prisoners, is a huge concern. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks.
This power struggle is just continuing to elevate itself to civil war in this country. The challenge then remains for our brothers and sisters, many of whom have left the country.
Today, there are still about 300,000 Christians in Iraq. The country ranks fourth on Open Doors' World Watch list of countries who persecute Christians. Open Doors is still working there, though.
Their work so far has primarily been in providing encouragement for believers, in providing resources of even, ironically, training materials.
Christians there need biblical and leadership training. You can support them and pray for them through a link at our website. Next, church burnings and death threats. This is what's facing a South Asian pastor. Gospel for Asia recently reported a fanatical group in Pastor Nakul's village is encouraging people there to kill him. The same group set his church on fire last month. However, his congregation's still holding services. The fanatics tried to get police to shut it down, but their ploy failed. Pastor Nakul's mission to share the gospel hasn't been stopped, but pray for safety, would you? This is Mission Network News. A life is on the line in Belarus. Earlier this month, the wife of a Russian ministries worker, Natasha Brutsky, fell and broke two vertebrae. Because of a misdiagnosis, Natasha tried going back to her normal life, but things kept getting worse. Now, she's in intensive care and her kidneys are failing. On top of that, her lungs are also filling up with fluid. Please ask the Lord to intervene and heal Natasha completely. Pray peace and comfort for Natasha's family and wisdom for the doctors. Meanwhile, Chinese students go to camp to learn English and get the good news of Christ along the way. China Partner works with Hua Mei International to host English camps for students in Sichuan Province. Eric Berkland, president of China Partner, just left yesterday with a team of 12 to work at the camp.
Students can come and practice their conversational English. And then, of course, as a result of that, all the teachers who are invited by Hua Mei to come and help them with their camp, you have this natural opportunity of sharing the good news of Jesus with these students.
Their camp ministry is registered with the Chinese government.
We've never had an issue. In fact, to the point where in the lesson plan itself, Hua Mei has developed using Bible stories.
A lot of the students will hear the gospel message for the first time. Now that gets them thinking about God.
Many will, as a result of the English camp, maybe have a heightened awareness of their spiritual need and start going to church.
If you'd like to join the next team, there's information at our website. And a ministry's latest venture to India is full of teaching, training, and pure joy. India Partners' Katie Fiedler recently led a two-week trip to southern India. Her team helped disabled students prepare for job interviews and trained villagers in wash, water, sanitation, and hygiene. Now, each lesson was peppered with scripture and created to be shared.
Oh, my goodness. They came up with the most creative skits, dramas, songs. They got the information and then embellished the ways that they could educate others.
Last but not least, the team got a chance to share Christ's love with over 200 orphans.
When you live in that massive of a community with very few adults, it is just a joy to be able to come in as big people that want to play with you and spend time with you and do craft.
The next trip is scheduled for November. Sign up at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which is now underway. There's still time to get your copy now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.